committed to help. I'm Laura Cantor, Fox News. Secretary of State Antony Blinken and Secretary of Defense Lloyd Austin at a press conference in Poland Monday morning, confirming that they met with Ukraine's President Zelensky over the weekend. Secretary Blinken saying that the U.S. will continue to support Ukraine against the Russian invasion.
We don't know how the rest of this war will unfold, but we do know that a sovereign, independent Ukraine will be around a lot longer than Vladimir Putin's on the scene. And our support for Ukraine going forward will continue. It will continue until we see final success.
The U.S. will give over $300 million in foreign military aid and approved a $165 million ammunition sale. President Biden will announce Monday that he is nominating Bridget Brink to be the new ambassador to Ukraine. Brink is currently the ambassador to Slovakia. President Zelensky on Twitter thanking President Biden and the American people for their support. Texas authorities identifying the guardsman who is believed to have drowned while trying to rescue two migrants attempting to cross the border.
Specialist Bishop Evans out of Arlington, Texas. Tragically, he is presumed to have drowned after he jumped into the Rio Grande here in Eagle Pass early Friday morning in an attempt to save the lives of illegal immigrants he saw struggling in the water. Rangers later determining those two illegal immigrants were actually drug smugglers.
Fox's Bill Malugin in Eagle Pass, Texas. A house fire in Brooklyn killing a New York City firefighter and a civilian Sunday. Eight firefighters were injured. The U.S. Coast Guard suspending its search of three missing kids Sunday near the Crescent City Connection Bridge in New Orleans. A 15-year-old male, a 14-year-old female, and an 8-year-old female were last seen entering the water Saturday evening. Rescue crews searching more than 93 miles along the Mississippi River. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
Former Utah Republican Senator Orrin Hatch died Saturday at the age of 88.
He was in the Senate for 42 years, and President Biden put out a statement about Orrin Hatch. He called him an American original, said he had sharp elbows, but also was a gentle soul. He was pretty conservative, but he teamed with Ted Kennedy, a Democrat from Massachusetts, very liberal, on children's health insurance, also on the Americans with Disabilities Act. And then in 1995, he became the chairman of the Judiciary Committee when Republicans claimed the majority in the Senate. He always longed for a middle ground. He said that senators should retreat from these partisan trenches, as he described it.
Fox's Chad Pergram. Yankees fans seriously misbehaving against Cleveland Guardian players Saturday night.
Gleyber Torres hits a walk-off single. Should be a moment of celebration for the Yankees and their fans, but fans start throwing whatever they can at players in the Guardians outfield. We're talking bottles, cans, all sorts of debris on the field. The Guardians left fielder Stephen Kwan runs hard into the wall. He had to be evaluated for injuries, a possible concussion. That's when Kwan's teammate, Miles Straw, said Yankees fans crossed the line making fun of the injured player. We have seen something like this before. Last July, a game was stopped when a fan threw a baseball at Red Sox outfielder Alex Verdugo.
Fox's Nate Foy in New York City. Ross Chastain victorious at the NASCAR Cup Series Geico 500 at Talladega Super Speedway in Alabama Sunday.
Kyle Larson, big push. Does it go to the outside?
Gonna have to. Here he goes.
And he's in the wall.
Opens the door up for the one, Ross Chastain.
And on the outside, Kyle Larson added. Ross Chastain. Ross is the boss of Talladega.
Fox TV with the final call. Second place going to Austin Dillon, and third going to Kyle Busch. I'm Laura Cantor, and this is Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
Hey there, it's me, Kennedy. Make sure to check out my podcast, Kennedy Saves the World. It is 5 days a week, every week. Download and listen at foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts.